Begin the closing of our final meeting. Please take out your notebooks and find the page that you wrote as when we opened up the Japa retreat in Bhojsana. Find that page and take a few minutes to read what you wrote at that time. If you don't have that with you, then just think about what your mood was when you first came, what you saw, what you were thinking. And after you have read what you had written, then just raise your hand so I can just see who's done it. Okay, now towards the end of your book, let's begin to write something else. Now, write down the questions that I'm going to want you to answer in your free writing. What does it feel like to be? What does it feel like to be in Bhojsana now? The first question I had asked you previously was, "What does it feel like to be in Bhojsana at the beginning of the Japa retreat?" So, what does it feel like to be in Bhojsana now? Next question. Have your hopes, because we had asked you to write about your hopes, so have your hopes been addressed? Have they been to some degree dealt with during your stay? The second question has to do with your hopes before and now. And that second question you should answer by writing also what new hopes you have. And the last one is, what is the most touching, in a positive way, touching, deep experience that you had during the retreat? The most deepest touching experience that you had during the retreat. So you don't have to answer these questions one by one. What I'm going to ask everyone to do is just write for 10 minutes. And basically it's private, but at the end I'm going to ask you to underline a sentence or two, but really only one sentence or two that you'd like to share with the devotees about these topics. But anyway, we'll write for 10 minutes and I'll let you know when the time is beginning to run out. So answer these questions. What does it feel like to be in Bhojsana now? Have your hopes been addressed during your stay? Do you have new hopes? What are they? What is the most touching thing, deepest experience you had when you're here? Okay, begin. 10 minutes, and I'll let you know. Okay. Okay, thank you. 10 minutes, finish. Now underline one sentence that you think you would like to share with the other devotees, read to the other devotees in any of those categories. The sentence you would like to, when you finish, raise your hand when you've done that. So I think we'll have time for everyone to read their one sentence too. But one other thing in addition, that summarize your experience here in one word, but it can be in any language. But it can be in any language. The more languages, the better. But if you write it in a language other than English, you have to translate it into English also. Your experience in one word. One word only. Okay, to help everyone be off the thoughtful platform about it, we'll have everyone read it. Sarva?
I asked for association, I received association. I asked for service, and I received service. My realization is, ask and you shall receive. And the one word is bliss.
which I come to know about Varsana is not fully, but as I little understand, such as Sachinand Maharaj described little. In Varsana, which Radharani's pastimes did, Leelas and pastimes, we must carry in our heart that can remain in our or meditate in mind. I like to stay in such
one
a secret place.
Lessons.
I like to stay such secret place in Vrindavan to plus Vrinda Devi or Radharani allowed to stay.
Hare Krishna. One word that describes your experience in any language.
Not in nice language.
Huh?
A letter, I say.
Okay. Thank
you. I felt this reciprocation came as Krishna's response to my attempts to serve him despite so many difficulties. I've edited out the sentence before and the sentence after. So I don't know if it makes that much sense.
Yes.
It's okay?
Yes, very good.
And reciprocation.
One word, reciprocation. Very good. Thank you.
We will go on hoping to return again to the land of great hope. My word is hope.
I was looking forward to coming on the retreat for a long time, so now it's completed, so I feel quite good about myself, and yeah, I enjoyed it a lot.
One word.
Wonderful.
My new hope now is that I'll be able to come to the Japa retreat every year, and I'll be able to go to more retreats organized by Maharaj and Burijan Prabhu, and my one word is enthusiasm.
I got the significance of chanting with feeling, relationship, and mood of surrender, service, and prayer with body, mind, heart, and full consciousness. One word is marvelous, ecstatic, and ecstatic.
Okay, my sentences things that were going on in my life as struggles in the past have actually been turned into assets during this retreat. And my one word is melting.
In Vilasgarh, in one moment during my japa, I feel like Krishna smile, and Srimati Radharani helped me to come to Varshana, and in this moment, and nothing else, I won't just tell Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And one word is amazing experience.
Very good.
What I've seen and experienced from chanting the holy name was revolution for the spirit and festival for the soul. However, what I did not experience must be and state hidden in the holy name must be even more wonderful than that. And my one word is service.
So the sentence, here my hope is that they will hear me here in the Holy Dharma and reciprocate. And my one word, hope.
Chanting in the association of devotees is so helpful and sweet. My one word is kripa.
I came here to throw myself at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. And I did try, with all the sincerity at my command. And I have no other hope than to keep hoping for the desire to throw myself at her feet. And the word is sneha, affection.
Jai Radhe. One of the bhakti anga is sadhu sanga satsanga, Swami Satchidananda giving us bhakti ranga. Thank you for wonderful kirtan. Rupanuga Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada Nuga Vaishnava Jana. Thank you, Prabhu Burijan. Hare Krishna. And my word one is preaching spirit.
My hope is to come back next year to the Japa retreat, and my word is inspiration.
All hopes with which I came have been fulfilled, but I have one hope left to come back next year. And the only word I have is happiness.
So chanting was sweet, Surrounding was sweet, Gurudev was sweet, devotees were sweet, everything was sweet. Sweet mercy was completely present and my word is sweetness.
My one sentence is, the most touching experience was seeing the devotees, their sweetness and in their dealings with each other. And my one word is purifying.
Hare Krishna. On this retreat, I really felt the presence of the Lord around me and in my heart. And my one word is, I feel at home.
You could see how moved Satchinandan Swami was after the play. He was crying in appreciation to the actors. I'd also like to have a soft heart like him, like melted butter. In one word, the retreat, I said, was prayer.
Danke an Gaura Hari, weil er hat mich inspiriert, auch mal was zu sagen, was nicht so einfach für mich ist. Mein einer Satz ist, heute während des Bhajans hatte ich so Gefühle. Ja, deshalb kann ich halt nichts sagen.
I understood part of it. Someone said translate a little bit.
Very well. My one sentence is, chanting at Tirkadamba was like being in the spiritual world, and my one word is gratitude.
Hare Krishna. And these last days were like a miracle to me, so my one word is miracle.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. I hope my prayers reaches to some extent to Srimati Radharani, and she will open the door of Krishna, kingdom of Krishna, and my one word is opportunity and satisfaction.
Hare Krishna, my name is Shaki Tana. I came here completely materially exhausted, and I remember Burijan said nothing happens by chance here, so I'm hopeful.
Although I still feel like a honeybee buzzing around the outside of a jar of nectarian honey, hope is existing now within my heart that by utilising the various tools which have been described, I will one day be able to connect with my eternal Lord, Shishi Radha Krishna, by chanting their holy names offencelessly with attachment and love. And my word is hope.
I feel that my job retreat is not finished today, but just starts for me. I discovered so many things to work about and hope to keep this keep mood of these days and keep going. And my word is gratefulness.
This experience is not what I expected, but in most ways, actually in all ways, this is so much more. I feel touched personally by Radharani and by Krishna Balaram's mercy. Hare Krishna and Rama. And my one word is gratitude.
My hope is to become serious, more serious, serving Radhasham, and my one word is service.
By the mercy of my spiritual master, His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, my sentence is, we are all interconnected, and at some point in time, I will lovingly connect with those that are loving us at every moment. And my one word is clarity. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. It's wonderful to be here. I could be living here longer. Of course, I see many impurities in my heart, but I see also many solutions by the mercy of Srimati Radharani. And my word, my only one word is possible.
My sentence is, a feeling of just wanting to melt into the sand at Tirukadamba for all eternity was something special for me. Complete contentment, laying in the dust with my blanket of mercy. And my one word is shelter.
I feel that this wonderful place has opened up a little bit the door for me. In one word, astonishing.
Spent, lived, and breathed two wonderful days at Tirukadamba, and my one word is inconceivable.
Tirukadamba is definitely a very potent place. I felt very potent being there, very, very much alive there. And the blessing from Baba and my own determination made it possible for me to chant. My one word is determination. Hare Krishna.
My body is finally, my body has cooperated with me finally, and so my mind has followed suit. I am happy to be here, and as I look back on this retreat, I can honestly say that I feel satisfied. And my one word is terakundabulous. Terakundabulous.
Hare Krishna. On my first evening here, during the kirtan, I received a tiny drop. From Srimati Radharani. Tears were just flowing. Tears were falling from my eyes. I was trying to chant during the kirtan, and I couldn't speak properly. I couldn't chant the holy names, and just tears of ecstasy were just coming. This was before the retreat even began. And it's something that I've never experienced before, and I am extremely grateful. And one word is revealing. Bird Jumper who asked me to tell how I got here, because in the first evening when we were gathered together here, I spoke briefly. At that time, I knew only a few of you, four or five. Now I feel like I'm with family members. How did I come? The evening of Srila Prabhupada's disappearance day, we had a home program. And
where?
I live in Minneapolis, Minnesota, which is in America. And there's no temple there. We have home programs. And there's many devotees. And I was feeling just compelled to go to Vrindavan. And so I just spontaneously bought a ticket the next day, not knowing why I was coming, not knowing where I was going besides Vrindavan, not knowing what I was going to do. But I was so excited. I'm going to Vrindavan. I was just so excited. Now I know why I came. Would you like to hear why I came? Srila Prabhupada sent me here. And now that the Japa retreat is finished, and we are returning to Vrindavan, instead of being ecstatic that I'm going to Vrindavan, it's like, oh no, I gotta go to Vrindavan? Can't I just stay in Varshana? And you know, I feel that my spiritual master sent me here for many reasons. And things take time to manifest and to digest and to reveal themselves. But as I mentioned, my one word for the summation is revealing. And much has been revealed to me. I've been given so many gifts during these 6 days, but I know that there is so much more that I will gain after I digest and Krishna finishes, or not finishes, but extends his drama more. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. What really touched my heart was that Baba who showed me japa in practice. He was giving himself totally for the pleasure of others. One word is baby chanter. Thank you very much to all of you.
Well, I'm already feeling a mood of separation, because I know that in a very short time we're all going to disperse. Several times I found myself thinking that what I'm experiencing here was a little glimpse of a different world that's quite different to the one that I normally inhabit. So this is very rich. I haven't got one word, I've simply got three. Alternative sweet world.
I I was just trying to express what I feel this morning after the retreat, and it was deep inner peace and satisfaction. And my one word is face.
I was searching for Krishna again. What I found was to have a short moment to be free of material time, to have another view of my life. My word is new beginning.
I got all the tools I need to reach the goal. Now the rest depends on myself and Krishna. My word is shelter.
My deepest experience is naturally the chanting of 64 rounds, and I felt touched by Satchinananda Swami's explanation of the mood in which we should chant the holy name Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And my one word is Hare.
My sentence is, certainly I feel that I got to know them better now after having been to their home, this wonderful place. And my word is sweet.
I have a long sentence. Brought closer to my dearest beloveds, Radha and Krishna, given lights to shine on my path towards them, given guides and guidelines for closing the gap between us, accepting Krishna and my relationship with him, and searching for that relationship while chanting, an increasing desire and hope to meet them one day while I chant. Hare Krishna.
Very good. One word.
Oh, one word.
Encouraging.
By the wonderful speeches by the three of you, during the retreat, I realized that I need a lot of mercy from Srimati Radharani to be able to apply what I have heard about dedication and devotion in performing japa wholeheartedly. My word is dedication.
My most touching experience was the slideshow last night, because I tend to see the material covering of the Dham, but in the slideshow I saw the profound beauty of Braja Mandala, and also the glimpse of the inevitable approaching old age and death. And I liked Satchinandan Swami's sentence, if you want Krishna consciousness, then you must be absorbed, like the photograph of the man reading. And my one word is jolting.
Hari Bol. Be connected while chanting forever with the enthusiasm in the presence of Shri Guru, Gauranga, Radha Krishna, with hope and bhakti and with lots of prem. My one word is chant. Thank you very much.
Very sweet.
Hare Krishna. I have a sentence before and a sentence after my actual sentence. I have this attitude of seeing faults with others. That day during the kirtan and after the kirtan, during the japa, I got the slightest feeling which lasted for a very short time, when I felt everybody is good, everybody around me is good, everything is good. The trees are good, the leaves are good, everything is good. I really wish this feeling lasts forever. And my one word is superb and inspiring. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. I realize the spiritual journey will be begin and will be continued with this verse. Trinadapi sunichena tarori vasa hishuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. My word is gratitude. Hare Krishna.
I was hoping for Srimati Radharani's mercy
I feel like I received Srila Rupa Goswami's mercy. Who am I to be able to approach Srimati Radhika? I have to approach the devotees of the devotees of the devotees of Krishna. My one word is prayer.
The most touching experience is seeing the service attitude of the Vaishnavas here. The deepest experience I had here was some of the realizations I had while chanting and remembering about Krishna and his associates. Jai Jai Shri Radhe Shyam. And my one word is sweet.
My one sentence is actually one paragraph. My hope, one of my hopes, was to receive the mercy of Srimati Radharani in Varshana. And the mercy of Srimati Radharani permeates not only through this holy dham, but through the mercy of her devotees, His Holiness Satchinandana Swami, His Grace Bhurijan Prabhu, and Her Grace Jagatarini Mataji. I pray that one day I could serve the devotees in a way that will be pleasing to her servants. Chanting the holy names in this holy place was also ecstatic, only being surpassed by the chanting during the next day. And my one word is actually two, Nam Seva.
I try in English. Okay, so in Kirtan and Bhajans I experiment really some moments with love for Krishna Radharani, and I can try also the relation, no, with Paramatma all together. So thank you very much to Maharaj and all. The word is love.
Hare Krishna.
I realize even more how I have to be absolutely sincere with Guru, even more with the Lord, that can see inside of me even better than I can see. There's no use to pretend, act, pose, and just make a show to others. My word is sincerity. Hare Krishna.
Anyone else who hasn't spoken, say at least one word.
There's such expectation coming up here. It's hard to say anything. My jewel collected is desire. Desire to keep steady, to keep serving, to keep kind, and to keep trying. And my word is twofold. It's revealing and reveling.
Hare Krishna. By staying in holy dham, it is hard to escape mercy. Otherwise, we are very offensive. So mercy will come before or later. And one word, it's hard to choose between Hare and Krishna. I was thinking, but because this is Vashana, you can understand it's Hare.
Something? One word?
I had a great desire to come here for many, many years for this retreat, and now I'm here by Srimati Radharani's mercy, and I'm very happy to be here, and my word is happiness.
You look very happy.
I never stayed in Varshana before, but now I feel like I've been here forever, not just 6 days, but months and months, like I live here. I feel completely at home and safe and happy. And my new hopes are to come back here and to come back on the Japa retreat. And my one word is safe.
My sentence is, I'm in the holy dham. I'm engaged in the service of my spiritual master and in the association of so many most wonderful devotees. What else can I want? I hope this situation will just last forever. And my one word is spiritual world. Spiritual world.
Hare Krishna. Yeah, for me it's very interesting because somehow or other, by great mercy, I was able to attend these japa retreats regularly. And it's very interesting not to see just from outside in, but from inside out. So you see what's going on the other side of the curtain behind. And I also am very happy, so I can also catch up with the rounds. So that one word would be challenging. Thank you. Hare Krishna.